Would now be a good time for some prayer requests, Mr. Tom?
Yes.
Okay. We have a couple. Let's continue to pray for David and Lindsay Brown. David went to rehab. He came in here not too long ago when Chastity Music was here, and we prayed for him. And then he came back and explained what God had done for him to get into this rehab, and it was just awesome. And then I'm asking for prayers for myself. Please don't think I'm selfish. I have an appointment with a heart doctor November 8th. Because a while back I woke up at 5:30 in the morning to a real intense pain in my chest. And then Tuesday, I went to the doctor and they did an EKG and stuff. And the first one they did showed that my heart rate was 48 and they couldn't get my heart rate stable. And I went into prayer and all that and prayed. And, you know, they called me and I said, well, can we do another one? And they said, yeah, come on in. So we did. And my heart rate was fine. So
a heart rate of 48 either means you're an Olympic athlete or you're something's wrong.
Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead. I am going to go ahead and go to the heart specialist, to the heart doctor. I'm not going to ignore the facts. And any report that I do get back, I'm going to put it in the Word of God and give it to my God, because I know that my Jesus' name is above anything that comes my way. So I'm asking you to stand in agreement that all is well and my God's got this. Our God's got this. And then continue to pray for Robert and Nicole Nunez. And then pray for the family of Ann Spence.
Okay, let's see. I'm sure I can read all this. Okay. I think I got it. Dear Lord, thank you for all you have given us. We want to pray and lift up in prayer David and Lindsay Brown, that you would watch over them, be with them in their time of need. We pray that you would be with Monica in her search for answers for her condition, and that you would watch over her in her appointment, that you would just be with her caregivers, and that you would pray for healing and just place a hand on her in her time of need. We pray that you would be with Robert and Nicole Nunez during their time of need, lift them up, place others in their path to help them along their way. And then we pray for the family of Ann Spence to be with them during their time of need, to place people in their path, to give them a kind word, to a kind gesture, and to give them people to lean on during their time of need, knowing that we can't do these things on our own, and that without the help of others that you place in their path, and without you, we simply can't do it. And it's through you and for you that we try to do these things. We ask all this in your Son's holy name. Amen.
Amen. Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue. Apostle Casey Elliott is an awesome man of God. The Refuge Church at New Liberty is located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey will bless your shoes and socks off. Sunday service is at 10. Sunday worship is at 10:45. Sunday evening Bible study is at 6. Wednesday Bible study is at 7, and Wednesday youth group is at 7. If you have any questions, you can call 580-729-0956. Gateway Church is located at 4772 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Chasten and Brooklyn Music are the pastors, and would love for anyone to come just as you are and join them for their worship services. You can follow them on Facebook at Gateway Church eCity or on YouTube at Welcome to Gateway Church in Elk City. Service times: Sunday Bible engagement is at 9:45. Morning worship is at 10:30. Spanish service is at 2:30. And then Sunday evening is at 6. Wednesday night Bible study is at 7. And if you have any questions, you can call 580-225-4646. And they are having the Fall Camp Meeting 2022, October 23rd through the 26th. And if you have any questions, you can call the 580-225-4646. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We will be right back.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines establish the boundaries of your life. They don't determine where you go, but they do determine where you end up. They help you slow down when everything else says speed up. They help you think before you say. There are no shortcuts to real success. Guidelines help to navigate you from where you are to where you want to be. Boundaries don't limit you. They protect you.
At Bordice and Ford, we think it's better to give than receive. And we're giving thanks to every one of our customers for allowing us to be your Ford dealer for the past 27 years. As the weather is changing, we encourage you to visit our service department if your brakes are squeaking, your heater is struggling, or your vehicle isn't running at top performance. And shop our new and pre-owned inventory with vehicles arriving daily. Experience the Barber Dyson difference of the largest selection, friendliest people, and award-winning customer service. Only at BarberDysonFord.net.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for two estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
We hope today's edition...
It's not time to go yet, y'all. Tom's not done. Our guest for today is Tom Ivester, and it's Fun Friday with Tom.
You're about to call me out. Okay, I've got a song I've got keyed up. So you'd mentioned rehab. So rehab's tricky. The statistical success rate of rehab is not high, but there really are no other viable alternatives. So most rehab programs, the success rate's around 30 to 35%. I mean, if you look at long-term, you know, they're good for 30, 60, 90 days, 120 days. But when you start looking at 18 months out, 24 months, again, the success rate goes down to about 30%. But there are really not a lot of or any viable alternatives out there. So it can be very frustrating. Sometimes it takes two, three, four times in rehab. So don't give up. And you just got to hang in there. But it may not happen. And you got to go into it with eyes wide open. And I've counseled many, many, many families. And sometimes it takes and many times it doesn't. So, but I want to play this song. This song is, it's an old tune. This is Eric Bibb covering it, but it's called Lonesome Valley.
You got to walk that lonesome valley. You got to walk it all by yourself. You know there ain't nobody here can walk it for you. You got to walk that lonesome valley all by yourself. Well, some say John, he was a Baptist. Come on. Some say John, oh, he was a Jew. But I say John, just like the Bible. Said John, he was a preacher too. Singing, you gotta walk that lonesome valley. You gotta walk, walk, walk it all by yourself. Walk that lonesome valley all by yourself. Come on.
singing, you gotta walk that lonesome valley. Wow, yeah, you gotta walk it all by yourself. You know there ain't nobody here can walk it for you. You got to walk. Yeah, you gotta walk. Wow, child, you got to walk that lonesome valley by yourself.
It's an old song called Lonesome Valley, but that was Eric Bibb doing a cover of it. So I'm going to go ahead and read from Proverbs chapter 6. My son, if you have put up security for your neighbor, if you have struck hands and pledged for another, if you have been trapped by what you said, ensnared by the words of your mouth, then do this, my son, to free yourself. Since you have fallen into your neighbor's hands, go and humble yourself. Press your plea with your neighbor. Allow no sleep to your eyes, no slumber to your eyelids. Free yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter, like a bird from the snare of the fowler. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider its ways and be wise. It has no commander, no overseer or ruler, yet it stores its provisions in summer and it gathers its food at harvest. How long will you lie there, you sluggard? Will you get up from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come to you like a bandit, and scarcity like an armed man. A scoundrel and villain who goes about with a corrupt mouth, who winks with his eye, signals with his feet, and motion with his fingers, who plots evil with deceit in his heart, who always stirs up dissension. Therefore disaster will overtake him in an instant. He will suddenly be destroyed without remedy. There are six things the Lord hates and seven that are detestable to him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devised wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a man who stirs up dissension. So I'm going to play another song here. Let's see if I can find it real quick. It's another song by Eric Bibb. And this one is called Stayed on Freedom. So it's a song I like. So Stayed on Freedom by Eric Bibb.
I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on freedom. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on freedom. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on freedom. Hallelujah, oh hallelujah, hallelujah. You can't hate your neighbor in your mind stayed on freedom. You can't hate your neighbor in your natural mind when stayed on freedom. You can't hate your neighbor in your mind. Stayed on freedom. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Singing hallelujah, hallelujah. You know you love everybody in your mind. Stayed on freedom. You love everybody in your mind. When you stayed on freedom, you love everybody in your mind. Stayed on freedom. Hallelujah, oh hallelujah, singing hallelujah. Captain of my mind, stayed on freedom. God is the captain of my mind,
had them stayed on Frida. God is the captain of my mind. Stayed on freedom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Singing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on. This morning with my mind stayed on Frida. Woke up this morning with my natural mind. I was stayed on freedom. Woke up this morning with my mind. Hallelujah, oh hallelujah, singing hallelujah.
So that was Stayed on Freedom by Eric Bibb. So we've got about 10 minutes left. I've got a few more songs, and I'm going to skip ahead to Proverbs number 10. Proverbs 10, the Proverbs of Solomon. A wise son brings joy to his father, but a foolish son brings grief to his mother. Ill-gotten treasures are of no value, but righteousness delivers from death. The Lord does not let the righteous go hungry, but he thwarts the craving of the wicked. Lazy hands make a man poor, but diligent hands bring wealth. He who gathers crops in summer is a wise son, but he who sleeps during harvest is a disgraceful son. Blessings crown the head of the righteous, but violence overwhelms the mouth of the wicked. The memory of the righteous will be a blessing, but the name of the wicked will rot. The wise in heart accepts commands, but a chattering fool comes to ruin. The man of integrity walks securely, but he who takes crooked paths will be found out. He who winks maliciously causes grief, and a chattering fool comes to ruin. The mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life, but violence overwhelms the mouth of the wicked. Hatred stirs up dissension, but love covers all wrongs. Wisdom is found on the lips of the discerning. Wisdom is found on the lips of the discerning, but a rod is for the back of him who lacks judgment. Wise men store up knowledge, but the mouth of the fool invites ruin. The wealth of the rich is their fortified city, but poverty is the ruin of the poor. The wages of the righteous bring them life, but the income of the wicked brings them punishment. He who heeds discipline shows the way to life, but whoever ignores correction leads others astray. He who conceals his hatred has lying lips, and whoever spreads slander is a fool. When words are many, sin is not absent, but he who holds his tongue is wise. The tongue of the righteous is choice silver, but the heart of the wicked is of little value. The lips of the righteous nourish many, but the fools die for lack of judgment. The blessing of the Lord brings wealth, and he adds no trouble to it. A fool finds pleasure in evil conduct, but a man of understanding delights in wisdom. Okay. I got another country song here, and you know, I've listened to so many of these old country songs so many times. I still like them, but, you know, after you listen to them 500 times, you're like, okay. So that's why I listen to some of the same songs with covers. And cover is just someone else doing the same song. So this is an old Johnny Cash song, but it's a cover. Let me find it here. Going through my list. And there it is. Okay, so this song, popular song, most people know, it's a Johnny Cash song called Ring of Fire. And for years and years, I thought this song was written by Johnny about June. right? Because it's a love song. And about how he's consumed with his passion, desire, and love for June. But I found out it was a revelation. Johnny didn't write the song. June wrote it about Johnny. So it was her passion, her desire, her love for Johnny. And but he sang it. So interesting. But I like this cover because it's different. It's a great song. So here we go. Ring of Fire by Linda Ortega singing Johnny Cash. Okay, that was Linda Ortega doing a cover of the song Ring of Fire. I think that's a good different version of that song. So we got a few minutes left. I'm going to read a little more, and then we'll play one more song. Okay, so this is Proverbs. I'm skipping ahead. Proverbs chapter 15. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise commends knowledge, but the mouth of the fool gushes folly. The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the wicked and the good. The tongue that brings healing is a tree of life, but a deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. A fool spurns his father's discipline, but whoever heeds correction shows prudence. The house of the righteous contains great treasure, but the income of the wicked brings them trouble. The lips of the wise spread knowledge, not so the hearts of the fools. The Lord detests the sacrifice of the wicked, but the prayer of the upright pleases him. The Lord detests the way of the wicked, but he loves those who pursue righteousness. Stern discipline awaits him who leaves the path. He who hates correction will die. Death and destruction lie open before the Lord. How much more the hearts of men? A mocker resents correction. He will not consult the wise. A happy heart makes the face cheerful, but heartache crushes the spirit. The discerning heart seeks knowledge, but the mouth of a fool feeds on folly. All the days of the oppressed are wretched, but the cheerful heart has a continual feast. Better a little with the fear of the Lord than great wealth with turmoil. Okay, so this, I'm going to play one last song, and this song is simply to honor. So Loretta Lynn, she passed away recently. She left a long and full life. And this was one of her original hit songs. Of course, Coal Miner's Daughter was a movie about her early country life with Sissy Spacek playing the lead. And if you haven't, it came out in the 80s. If you haven't seen the movie, it's a really good movie. But anyway, this is one of her earlier hit songs that was featured in that movie. And this is I'm a Honky Tonk Girl, Loretta Lynn. So it goes out to her, who passed away recently. So here we go.
You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. It is the most powerful hour of my day from myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and from our awesome brother in Christ, Tom Ivester. Y'all have a blessed weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere.